So now, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Again, a little background required for this one. If you remember, which I'm sure you do like it was yesterday, the 15th Perek of Yevamos, we had a machlokus over there, I'll remind you, between Rav Tarfon and Rav Akiva. What happens if someone stole something, and then there are five people claiming they were the victim of the theft? Does he have to, can you say, listen, here's $100, I don't know who I stole it from, but here, you guys divide amongst yourselves? Or does he, since he's a bad guy, and he has to return $100 to somebody, he has to return $100 to each of the five people. Okay, that was machlokus. Rabbi Akiva says, listen, it doesn't sound very fair, but too bad, you shouldn't have been a thief in the first place, so we're giving you a kanas, we're punishing you, it's a penalty. If you stole, you have to return it. If it means returning it five times, return it five times. And Rabbi Tarfon says, no way, all he has to do is return back what he stole, one time will be sufficient. He puts it in the middle and let the five guys divide it amongst themselves. Now that assumes that the claim is what's called a Shema and a Bari, meaning that the five claimants are saying, I'm Bari, I'm certain that you, it's my $100. And the thief is Shema, he says, I just don't know who I stole it from. Okay? So since we have Shema and Bari, we say that the Bari is Adif, when you have a Bari and Shema claim, the Bari, the certain guy is preferable, and therefore we're gonna take those claims seriously.
The person who really was stolen from would have then a claim against the other four.
You know, Tarvin's world? Yeah, perhaps, yeah. But it would just be a grumma, so I don't know. But they're liars. They're clearly liars, right? Okay, they're liars. Now, since if they're liars, which they are in this case, so then the din will be actually that Rip Tarfin would say that he pays the $100 for them to divide, but in truth, since we have four liars here, or we have any liars in the mix, the din is, it's held by the base until the liars either back away and admit they were lying, or Eliyahu Navi comes. In other words, once we're not going to let any liar win. So once you have a liar on the table, a Ramai, a trickster, the thief just gives back $100 to the base and says, not my problem anymore, you deal with it amongst yourselves. That's why I was not 100% sure about the claim. This is all assuming where you've got, there's multiple people saying, Bari, I'm certain it's mine. If it's just Shema v'Shema, if everyone says, you know, I lost $100 a day, I don't know if it was you, and the thief says, I stole $100 a day, I don't know if it was you, so everyone's a Shema Shema. So then, everybody agrees, even Rabbi Akiva agrees, that all that the thief needs to do is give the $100 back to the middle of the five guys and divide it amongst themselves. Because no one's claiming it was theirs, so how can he possibly have to be required to pay the whole whack to all five of them? And in that case, even Rabbi Akiva, everyone agrees, Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva both agree, not only does he just pay one time, let them divide it, but there they talk do divide it. And it was the case before where I said there's all the people being Bari, they're all certain, someone's lying. Once someone's lying, we say, you know, fine, all your houses, you guys have to, until you admit you're lying, no one's getting anything. If everyone's Shema, no one's certain, then Taka, we're not certain, no one's necessarily lying. So therefore, we Taka will divide it. Everyone will get $20 and have a nice day, that's the best we could do. Now that's true all B'dinei Adam. In other words, the basin will just simply say, you're not sure, he's not sure, okay, so pay back the money you stole and they'll divide it. But obviously, Klapei Shemai, in terms of heaven, is concerned, Mr. Thief stole from Mr. Victim $100 and he has to make him back, make him whole. And the fact that the basin can't force him to pay, won't make him to pay, doesn't mean that he's fulfilled his obligation to return what he stole. Therefore, if he wants to deal with his, you know, Lutz B'dei Shemaim, his heavenly obligations up in heaven, he'll need to Taka still give the full $100 to each of the five guys. What could he do? Until he gives it back to the right guy, he's on the hook up in heaven. So, summing up here, because then we're up to so far, if it's they are claiming Bari, they're certain, and he's saying Shema, I don't know, then it's a machlokas. Rav Tarfon says, pay once and let them divide it, since there's a thief, away for basin to settle it by Eliyahu Navi. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, since they are claiming certain, you have to give it to all five of them. They'll have to take shuas, by the way. They each have to take a shua that they're telling the truth, and that's that. Okay, they're swearing that it's really mine, and then he's paid five times, says Rabbi Akiva. It's a kanas. If they're no one's certain, it's Shema and Shema, then even Rabbi Akiva agrees, let them divide it amongst themselves, and then they would divide it because no certain thief. But that's only B'dinei Adam. B'dinei Shemaim, he still has an obligation. If he wants to be Yotz B'dinei Shemaim, and, you know, clear slate up in heaven, he needs to make sure that the victim gets reimbursed in full. Therefore, he'll have to give even five times $100. Now, that's all when it comes to Geneva. In our mission, we're going to bring in the issue of Pikadon, of deposited things. So really, the same principle is going to apply, that Rabbi Akiva is going to say, listen, the same way we make a kanas, we penalize a thief, you're a bad guy, and now you're sorry to hear it, you've misbehaved, you have to suffer the consequences. If a shomer would be negligent, he's poshea, Rabbi Akiva says the same thing. Listen, now two guys are claiming that it was their $100 they gave to you. You were totally irresponsible not knowing who it was, so now we're penalized, you get to pay twice. Sorry to hear it. The Ephraim will swear, it's my $100 in your hand, and then you have to give them each. What could you do? Would say Rabbi Akiva. That's where you're negligent. If you wouldn't be negligent, in other words, we'll see in the next mission how that could be, that you didn't think this thing would arise, this conflict, then you talk to do not need to, the kanas won't kick in, we won't penalize you down here on planet Earth, b'dine adam. So, okay, but our Mishnah, that's all the introduction for the next Mishnahs. Our Mishnah here, the case is, Amr l'shnayim, a guy says to two people, Gazalti l'echad mekem, I stole from one of you, mana, $100, v'eni yodeya eidzi mekem, but I don't know who it was. Or he says, it's a different case, he says, aviv shel echad mekem, hifkid li mana, you guys don't realize it, but your father, one of your two fathers, I don't know which one, left $100 in my care, v'eni yodeya eidzi hu, I just don't know which of you two kids are the heir to that guy who dropped the money to me. So, the kids or the victims are not claiming anything. They're just shemas. They're not saying that we owe us money. And the thief or the negligent, the shomer, isn't saying he's certain who he owes another note to. He's saying, I don't know either. So it's a shema and a shema case. So if in shema and shema is the case, the rule should be, Rabbi Akiva agrees, you just pay the $100, let them divide it amongst themselves. However, this particular case, the mission is saying, well, this guy's volunteering the information. So we're assuming that he wants the Yatzvei Dei Shaman, wants to clear up the slate up in heaven. He volunteered in the first place the situation. Therefore, the Mishnah says, given that you want to be Yatzvei Dei Shaman, you're a good guy, nos lezemana v'lezemana, give him each 100 to be clear. Because you want to. In Achinami, if you didn't want to, we just give 100 and then divide it amongst themselves. Shehod mipi atmo, since you see the fact he admitted it himself, no one pushed him for the money, he wants to clear the slate even in heaven, therefore the din is, you want to clear it in heaven, you have to give everyone the money you owe. Okay.